Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development.
Another setback for the once prominent Bluth family as their frozen banana stand, a Newport Beach landmark, burns to the ground. A delicious whodunit after this.
A week before the fire, Michael Bluth was trying to save the Bluth Company, but his father was making it difficult.
I need the flight records. Dad, I'm trying to find some money for the family.
It's always money in a banana stand. I am having a love affair with this ice cream sandwich. You want some?
Please.
Come on.
The SEC has locked up our funds. These guys aren't messing
Don't
around.
Don't touch it.
So I need you to tell me, were you taking vacations in the jet? Is that what you're hiding from me?
I haven't had a vacation in years. This is my vacation. I'm exercising. I'm sleeping well.
You're doing time.
I'm doing the time of my life.
Is that a pumpkin?
Hey, T-Bones. Yeah. T-Bone's my roommate.
He's a flamer.
T's checking out today.
Yeah.
Well, I guess every vacation's got to come to an end.
Just made a fool out of yourself in front of T-Bone. Anyway, I want you to give him a job at the company. Sales.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Well, because we don't have any money.
Because I told you that in confidence.
You don't seem to understand that I'm running this company now, Dad, and I need the flight records, and I'm going to get them, with or without your help.
All right.
No touching.
I got something we can try. All right, it's a little risky.
Please.
Open up.
What do you mean about that?
While George Sr. was losing a roommate, George Michael was having a hard time adjusting to his new one.
Get up.
Okay, we are just about ass to ankles back here, maybe. Do you want to hop on your cousin's lap there, please?
Whoa, bumpy road ahead.
So he addressed his problem head on.
Dad, I want to work more hours at the banana stand.
Wow. Well, that's great. You know, I used to be just like you when I was a kid. I used to love it there.
It's going to be our best summer ever, Mikey.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a promotion. Welcome aboard, Mr. Manager.
Wow, a Mr. Manager.
Well, manager. We would just say manager. And you can hire an employee if you need one.
Do you think I need one?
Don't look at me, Mr. Manager.
Right, it's up to me now. I'm Mr. Manager.
Manager, we just say...
I know, but you just...
Doesn't matter who. Oh, I don't know what I expected. What's going on? This is exactly where the two of you were when I left this morning. Is nobody going to even try to get a job?
I have a job, Michael.
Yeah?
It's called supporting my husband.
Oh, you certainly haven't been shopping. The only thing I found in the freezer was a dead dove in a bag.
You didn't eat that, did you?
Because I've only got a couple days left to return it.
Died right in the middle of the show.
Do you want a cage for that?
No, I'm a magician. What is your return policy, by the way?
Not that I have to defend myself, but for your information, I did go shopping.
You spent $68 on hair conditioner?
Small price to pay for self-esteem, Michael. Or are you still jealous that you lost the best hair to me in high school and got the dorkiest?
Lindsay's achievements in high school had always overshadowed Michael's.
I agree with Michael. It's important not to tie your self-esteem into how you look or what people think of you. I mean, look at me. I'm an actor. An actor, for crying out loud. I mean, you know how much rejection I face every day? But in this business of show, you have to have the heart of an angel and the hide of an elephant.
But you've never actually had an audition.
Well, excuse me. Excuse me.
Some really great spousal support. You know something, Lindsay? You might want to start thinking about the example you're setting for your daughter, unless you want her to end up just like you.
Yeah, shoot me when that happens.
Is there a carbon monoxide leak in this house? George Michael, you're taking your cousin to work today, okay? That's your new employee. I do not want my niece to end up just like everyone in this family.
You're not telling my daughter what to do. She's a child.
No, I'm not. I can work.
I don't know about this. I mean, you know, it can get pretty hairy in there, and
fine, do what you want. If I know my daughter, that stand won't be there in a week.
You stay on top of her, buddy. Do not be afraid to ride her. Hard.
George Michael's attempt to distance himself from his cousin proved unsuccessful.
I can't tell you how many health codes you're violating right now.
I can't believe I volunteered for this. This is my stupidest rebellion ever. Hey, do you want to go play skee-ball?
Oh, boy. Well, this is the cash drawer, you. My dad's going to come by at the end of the weekend, and the number of bananas has to match the amount of money in here.
Oh, so it all has to even out?
Okay.
Easy. Banana. Buck. Banana. Take a buck.
And Michael went to his mother for the flight records his father wouldn't give him.
Then why don't you marry an ice cream sandwich? I gotta go.
Who's that? Was that Dad?
That was Job.
Uh-huh. So, Mom, I'm trying to find...
I don't know where they are.
These flight records. You know, it's really more believable if you let me finish. Why am I the only one that seems to get how much trouble this family is in?
Oh, I get it, Michael. I get it. But how should I know where the records are kept? Your father's in charge of all that.
No, I'm in charge of all of that. And I think that you do know where they are.
Oh, it's probably all in a storage unit somewhere.
Where is the storage unit?
I don't remember.
Try.
Something Dale. I don't know. Brookfeather. Rain Tree. It's hot. It's very hot there. I've never been. Get a warrant.
Don't think I won't. Mother, I care about this family.
And I do too, my darling. That's why I'm worried about Job. I was on the phone with him this morning.
You mean just now, right? When I came in?
Yes, just now when you came in. And he's upset. He's very upset. You haven't included him in the business at all. He's your older brother. You could find a little job for him. Make him feel special.
But he's not special, Mother.
No. But he loves you. We all love you.
Where's the storage unit?
It's with your warrant. Loose! That coat costs more than your house! Oh, that's how we joke. She doesn't even have a house.
The next day, Tobias looked for work.
It's an actor, Paul.
Oh, look at all these parts.
Tobias, nice to see you off the couch.
I was looking for work and... I blew it, Michael.
I guess you've already seen that, huh?
Yes, I have. This one. Yeah, I'll call them again, I guess. I'll give them one more shot.
And that's when Michael figured out how to get his mother to lead him to the storage unit where the flight records were kept.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Mom, it's Michael. Listen, before I forget, I talked to the IRS, and they want to come by your apartment today to see if you charge any big-ticket stuff to the company. Furs, or... I don't know. Just a heads up.
Oh, that poor woman.
So Michael followed Luz, who had been sent to hide the evidence. Meanwhile, Tobias had arranged an audition for a local commercial. Lindsay came along to appear supportive.
This could take a while.
Honey, it's one line.
Not if I do my job right. First of all, I love it. Quick question, though. Am I panicked about the fire, or am I being brave for everyone else?
The fire. It's a fire sale.
Oh! Okay, I didn't, let's give it a shot. Oh my God! We're having a fire sale! Oh, the burning! It burns! and scene.
Would you like to try that a little simpler, maybe?
No.
Okay, anybody else? Anyone? Lindsay Bluth?
It's Funke.
Roger Danish.
Oh, look at you. I can't believe it's Lindsay Bluth.
Oh.
Funke.
Roger was my male counterpart in high school.
Remember how crazy our hair was back then?
What were we thinking? So what are you doing now?
He's casting my commercial.
Yeah, trying to. The South Coast Boutique is having a fire sale.
South Coast Boutique? They're having a fire sale?
Meanwhile, Michael was still following his mother's housekeeper. And she did finally lead him to the storage unit. Unfortunately, it was on fire.
Somebody wanted this place to go.
Yeah? What do you mean, arson?
Oh, definitely the work of a flamer.
It shoots tomorrow. And are you ready for this? It pays $1,000.
I thought that was Tobias's part.
Yes, no, I did not book this one. I think I made the fire too real for them and probably failed to highlight the sale, so good for her. And will you excuse me, please?
Well, listen, that's great, Lindsay, but I've got my own problems. The flight records, they burned up. Okay, that's fine, that's over with. But I think Dad is behind it. I think Dad is trying to run the business from prison.
Well, isn't that ironic? I'm making a fortune at my new job, and you don't even have the job you thought you did.
But you don't have a job. You've got a job offer. Anybody can get a job offer. So, I'm going to go see Dad, because this is my business to run now.
Your business?
Hey, there you are, Job. I have been looking all over for you. I could really use some help.
Well, I was going to return this dove. What, do you want me to write a meeting for you or something?
Or, even better, could you mail this letter for me?
Can't you just give that to a mailman?
I can't trust a mailman with this. This is important.
Job was intrigued. He also suspected he couldn't return a completely frozen dove to a pet store and get the full refund he felt he was entitled to.
I'll mail that letter.
Michael then went to confront his father.
You are not going to keep running the company from in here, okay? But that's why you wanted me to give T-Bone a job to pay him back for burning down the storage unit?
Michael, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'm not hiring. Well, we don't have the money, Pop.
So there's money in the banana stand.
The banana stand. You know, that's exactly what this feels like, huh? Like I'm still stuck in that hot booth all summer with you pulling the strings.
What was I going to do, put a kid in charge of a frozen banana stand?
Sure, that's what I did. I just made my son the manager.
George Michael is running the frozen banana stand now?
That's right, yeah. You sit with that. You think about that for a while.
George Sr. did think about that.
Well, now that we've got an employee, we could go have dinner. We throw away a banana for every buck we take so no one finds out.
Man, I think you should do that math again.
Why? Is it wrong?
It's fine. He's a narcissist, not an embezzler.
Meanwhile, Michael got an urgent call from his mother.
Job is unhappy.
Again? I tried to include him. I gave him a job.
You gave him a letter to mail.
Don't tell me that was too much for him.
No, Michael. He mailed the letter. That's not the point.
Job had not mailed the letter, but in an act of defiance, dramatically hurled the letter into the sea. This proved a more difficult dramatic gesture than he'd anticipated.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Don't take that tone. He's my son. I want you to make him stop calling me.
Am I the only one who works in this family?
Yes. That's my gal. Who would have imagined two actors in one family? We're like the Lutz! Excuse me.
Mama.
And so, Lindsay and Maybe separately went to the same restaurant to celebrate the jobs they hadn't actually performed with money they hadn't actually earned.
Did you enjoy your meal, Mom? You drank it fast enough.
Not as much as you enjoyed yours.
You want your belt to buckle, not your chair.
Okay, this is what I told Tobias he'd do. Say what you will about him, at least he's happy for me.
You know, I think we might be doubling our losses here. Right? Because, I mean, for every dollar you take, we're actually taking $2. Because we paid for the bananas.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I am. Oh, God, I screwed this up. Okay, we gotta go. Oh, my God. It's your mom and Genki.
What are they doing here?
They're grown-ups. They're allowed to have fun whenever they want. We're kids. We're supposed to be working. Right now, they're gonna tell my dad, and he's gonna come check the totals and know we took the money. Oh, God, this is bad.
Look.
What are we gonna do?
Pop. He's a businessman. What will he do? Bananas, Foster.
You might want to let that fire go out before you stick your face in.
Oh, that's funny, because I was going to say you might want to lean away from that fire since you're soaked in alcohol.
Mine was better.
Welcome to Blue Bananas, where bananas are business, man. Interest you in a banana this day.
T-Bone, what are you doing here?
Oh, your dad gave me this job.
Michael realized that his father had even taken control of the banana stand. But he still had some unanswered questions, so he did a little detective work.
You burned down the storage unit?
Almost definitely.
Michael, having a nice day at the beach while the rest of us are busting our asses to deliver your mail?
What do you want me to say, okay? You go and you complain to Mom, and I try to include you.
Include me?
Yeah.
I should be in charge. I'm the older brother.
Please, do you even want to be in charge?
No. But I'd like to be asked. You know, it's just like when we were kids and you were the only one he let work in the banana stand.
Well, I got news for you, Joe. Dad still doesn't trust me to this day. He treats me like a low-level employee.
Better than being treated like the goofball, the joker, the magician.
I thought you were going to do like a trick there, like with a fireball or something.
Yeah, I was. It didn't go off. God, these things never go off when you want them to. Least consistent trick.
Hang on one second. Hello?
Hey, Uncle Michael, it's me, Maybe.
Hey, Maybe, where's George Michael?
At the banana stand. He's about to do something really irresponsible.
You think it's irresponsible? I'll be right there.
I'm gonna get blamed for this.
George Michael?
Dad!
Hey, what are you doing?
I was just, I was burning down the banana stand.
What?
I'm sorry, Dad, I screwed it all up. I've got no right to call myself Mr. Manager.
Manager?
Manager. I'm sorry, Dad.
George Michael.
I am. I mean, but listen, I'll make it up to you. I mean, I'll work weeknights, I'll lay people off. I'll give up my summer, all my summers. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Michael realized he had done to his son what his father had done to him. So he came up with a solution.
Burn it down.
What?
Let's burn this son of a bitch.
Be our best summer ever, buddy.
And so Michael, his son, and his brother together enjoyed the cathartic burning of the banana stand.
You mailed that insurance check, right, Joe?
The next morning, Lindsay woke up late in the day, hungover from celebrating her one day of employment, which it turns out she had slept through.
All right, Lindsay, forget it. We'll get someone else.
Tobias was next on the call list, but unfortunately couldn't hear the phone over the sound of the shower. He did, however, use Lindsay's conditioner and was surprised to find that it did help his self-esteem.
You look nice.
What?
You look very handsome today.
Thank you, Lindsay.
And Michael finally got to show his father who's boss.
You what?
Burned it right down to the ground.
Are you crazy? There was money in that banana stand.
Well, it's all gone now, Dad, and it was my decision. So the next time you want to have a little power struggle, just remember that you're playing with fire.
There was $250,000 lining the walls of the banana stand.
What?
Cash, Michael.
Why didn't you tell me that?
How much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand!
No touching!
On the next Arrested Development, Job protests the pet store's frozen dove exchange policy.
Return from whence you came!
And Michael, realizing the banana stand is the only profitable part of the Bluth Empire, decides to rebuild.
You couldn't have called me? I can't swing a hammer? I got a rabbit to buy.